First public hearing is subdivision 2008-25 Underhill Properties LLC.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Indian River 100, Sussex County, dividing 8.78 acres into 14 lots within the environmentally sensitive developing district overlay zone. It's an expansion of 138-lot environmentally sensitive developing district overlay zone. Application number 2005-52 is located 500 feet east of Route 279 and 700 feet north of Route 279A. On May 14th of 2010, the applicant supervised with an exhibit booklet, and that is a part of the record. And I would ask Mr. Abbott if he has any additional comments from the Technical Advisory Committee or others.
Mr. Chairman, the Technical Advisory Committee review of February 19th, 2009 will be made a part of the record, and we've not received any additional correspondence.
All right, sir. We thank you. Okay, is there anyone here representing this application? I believe that would be Mr. Byard.
Gene Byard on behalf of the applicant. I'm pinch hitting for Gunnar Schrader tonight, whose son is being inducted in the National Honor Society.
Looks after his mother.
Precisely. With me tonight are a principal of the project, Michael Daniels, and the project designer, Tom Ford. We'll try to be very brief. We have an agenda that could go on a little bit tonight. As Lawrence has said, this is a project that's an addition or an expansion to an existing subdivision, which was granted preliminary approval by the commission, I believe, 2007. The subdivision was 2005-52, known as Marsh Island. To correct the record, this was a cluster subdivision of 139, not 138 lots. What is before the commission is not 14 lots, but 13 lots this evening. That application, I know, Mr. Ross, you were not on the commission at that point in time, included more than 71 acres of open space, 35.5 acres of upland area in open space, 12.5 of 404 wetlands, and 23.5 acres of tidal wetlands that will be undisturbed. In granting approval of that subdivision, the commission found that the application met the requirements of the county zoning ordinance, the cluster, and was consistent with the requirements of County Ordinance 99-9C. Since this is only an expansion of that project, in the interest of time, I'll ask that the record of that proceeding be made a part of the record of this proceeding, and the minutes of the commission's approval of subdivision 2005-52 be made a part of the record of this proceeding. With that, I'd ask Tom Ford to come forward and identify himself, please.
Good evening, gentlemen. Tom Ford, Land Design, Ocean View, Delaware.
Briefly touch on your credentials, Tom.
Landscape architect registered here in Delaware.
Before you get to this project, can you briefly update the commission on the status of Marsh Island, the 139-lot cluster subdivision?
Marsh Island has undergone extensive engineering. We've had submittals to DelDOT. We're in our final stages on that. We've had submittals to Sussex County Conservation District. And we're returning, we're in the comment period back and forth, but we're nearing the end of that. The roads have been designed and ready to be submitted for quite some time. We're presently waiting for a concept plan approval from Sussex County Engineering. And there's been some delay due to the Wannondale, Sussex County, who was going to service the site. Right now, a concept plan has been submitted to the county. The county has responded with comments on that. We've had several meetings with that. I do think we're close to get our concept plan approved, which then would move us into annexation and submittal of all our total engineering package. So right at the present moment, we have about 60 pages of engineering on 24 by 36. It's well detailed as to where we're at.
All right, Tom, if you could quickly take the commission through the 13-lot addition. Just describe where it is and how it blends with the existing project.
There's an adjacent property called the Guy Lands, and the branch that separates Marsh Properties from the Guy Lands comes down in a somewhat of a figure like that. This is basically a graphic depiction of, and in section four, these drawings are close to your visual. But the that branch sort of splits the Guy property. The upland portions of Marsh property fall right into it very smoothly. The Guy property could develop this 9 acres here by a nationwide permit road crossing, but it would compromise the branch and 404 wetlands on either side of it. The smartest way to do it, and the neighbors got together on it and worked out a deal for its purchase, is to realign the Guy property, which is in brown, and in black, which is the dark shaded area, would be realigned of that property so that it's now part of the Marsh Island property. Therefore, you have two owners that have signed off on this, on your plan, and so forth.
Will the density of the Marsh Island project change in any way with this addition?
It's not going to change. It's 1.34. It originally was approved at 1.33 units per acre.
If you could take the commission briefly through how you believe this project complies with the zoning ordinance.
Well, first thing I'll do is just look at the overall plan. And in the original plan, we did have a looped road system off of a main central looped road and another looped road here. By taking in this addition, we simply have placed another looped road. We've reshuffled some lots to do that, but ultimately the plan will show a 13-lot increase to 152. So what we're basically asking for is a twofold application here. It's the realignment of the property line, and it's the subdivision of the lots in conformity with the existing approval that exists today. In section three, we outlined we have a development report, which is required in the environmentally sensitive area. If you go past one divide there, you come to the subdivision considerations, which outlines the 17 considerations that were taken into consideration as we did this.
This is 99-9C, Tom?
Yes.
Before you get there, can you talk about how this project is consistent with the cluster ordinance?
It's consistent with the cluster ordinance in its density, the size of the lots. It's consistent with the pattern that was originally developed for the Marsh Island permit. It is, I think, a superior approach to handling the environmental features that are along that branch, because we now create buffers. We're not violating any of the wetlands in that area, nor the branch itself.
And with respect to the environmentally sensitive developing district overlay zone, that's addressed by tab 3 in your development report.
Yes, it is.
Why don't you move on to 99-9C?
99-C would be the 17 considerations.
Those are the 17 considerations.
I'd like to, since we do outline all 17 in here, in the sense of brevity, I'd just like to highlight that this particular expansion has no wetland disturbances, and it does have a voluntary wetland buffer for the back and rear of the properties that are being proposed. Along the entire site, 81% of all woodlands shall remain. 63% of the site shall remain in open space. All utilities for water and wastewater are available. The Del Dot entrance and roadway concerns are being addressed right now, along with Marsh Island. And when we submitted that, we took the liberty to submit for 152 lots to Del Dot. If we don't get that approval, our submittal will still be valid for the Marsh Island community. There's no question that there's adequate fire, police, school, and medical facilities, and they're closely in proximity of this project.
Gentlemen, we told you we'd be brief. That's all we have. We believe that this addition to Marsh Island meets the requirements of the ordinance, the cluster ordinance, the environmentally sensitive district overlay zone, and the requirements of 99-9C. We'd be glad to answer any questions you have.
All right, sir. We'll see if anyone has any. We'll start with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Mr. Byrd, I appreciate the correction in the math because I was having trouble coming up with the numbers myself. But just for clarification, we are talking about an additional 13 lots to the approved 139.
That's correct.
And other than that, you're not requesting any other changes in the conditions that were imposed on the earlier?
No, sir. That's why we ask that the conditions imposed on the first approval be part of this record.
Except for the numbers.
Except for the numbers.
And I don't recall if the earlier one, if it was subject to your providing your own central sewer, or I don't recall. I know that on the map, on the plot, was provisions for sewer treatment areas, and I would presume they would become open space.
We are trying to be brief, but you've just opened Pandora's box. Tom Ford could go on for an hour about the back and forth between the county and the developer discussing the Wandendale project and county service. But if you could summarize where you've been and where you are, Tom.
I think I'll be repeating myself, though, because we have met with Sussex County several times. There's several other concerns with pump station number 6, which is going to be a regional pump station not far from this site. It's at the curve of the road. We've gone as far as look at dedication of that pump station. We've met with the county on the dedication. We haven't prepared the plans for the dedication, which would need to be part of the concept plan approval, that pump station dedication is included. There was a lot of back and forth on EDUs since the Wandendale was kind of the top end of pump station 6, and we were dropping nearly 1,000 EDUs out of it. Our concept initially was to reduce the size of the pump station accordingly. There's been currently a new proposal on the table to investigate by virtue of a study, and the study, I believe, has been presented to County Council, or is about to be, to include properties north of the Wandendale site out on 24, which may impact only our timing of this project. It won't impact its capability of moving forward with the project. It's a matter of what kind of force main we're going to be putting in. Is it going to be 10-inch or is it going to be 12-inch? And so forth. So there's a lot of engineering details that have been discussed.
Cutting to the chase, Tom, who will provide service?
Sussex County.
Mr. Chairman, I don't have any further questions at this time.
All right, sir. Burton.
I have no questions at this time.
Mr. Smith.
Mr. Chairman, I think I understand the application. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Ross?
No questions.
Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Council?
I'm not a accountant like Mr. Johnson, so I want to just make sure I understand the lots, because I see where on the original Marsh Island there was 123A that was pulled out, so that could be the access. And I'm probably just not realizing where there's been some reconfiguration, because it looks like on the site plan that you prepared that there's 15 new lots, and it's probably
and
that.
Not.
Yeah, and that, just if you could for the record, so we don't have a problem with what was advertised and applied for.
Let me make it summarize clear. The original 2005-52 approval encompassed 139 lots. This application is for 13 additional lots, for a total of 152.
Right. Okay. 13.
Instead of 15.
Right.
The total will be 152. We needed to shuffle. We had to take lots out where the road's going.
Yeah, elsewhere, right. Because I realized you would have lost one on the other end of that.
During the engineering and stormwater process, there's been a little shuffling of the lots, too. And so thus you have the most updated plan that's been going through the regulatory process.
So while there's, I think if I understand it for my own benefit, while there's 15 lots shown in bold on the plan that's in front of us today, there's only a net increase of 13
that's
across
correct.
The whole site. Okay, all right, that's what I'm going to make sure.
Yeah, and the plan's going through the regular, it's been a difficult, because we had such a lag of getting heard here,
right.
We've made them all aware there might be, but our plans to them don't include, so there are lots that are different on the regulatory plan, but we're quickly going to change that if we gain approval.
And ultimately, there's going to be one final site plan that
that's correct.
Incorporates all
and
this.
And what you see is really very close to what the final is going to look like.
Okay. All right. Thanks. I just wanted to make sure, because when I saw that and counted 15, and you know, I just wanted to make sure we didn't have a problem with the way it was advertised or applied for or whatever. So, okay. That's all the questions.
That's it.
Okay. Gentlemen, we thank you. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2008-25 Underhill Properties LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2008-25? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us this evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is conditional use.